Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Hei, Shavuos 5A, pagination is 9. In the section that we discussed previously in the Torah, which is Vayikra Perek Hei, dealing with a person who makes a false oath, we discussed future Lahara O Lahetiv, past Lahara O Lahetiv. He's making a oath either in the future that he's going to eat or not eat, for example, or in the past that he did eat or did not eat. In that same section of the Torah, two psukim earlier, there is another violation, albeit mistakenly, but another violation that a person did that has the same type of karbon. You may recall that there was a unique type of karban associated with the oath case, called an ole v'yored, a karban that's price fluctuates. It goes up and down because it's a three-tier karban sliding scale based on the person's ability to pay. It's either an animal or a bird or a karban made of flour, like a mincha type of offering, and this violation that we're going to discuss today has the same type of karban. It's in the same section in the Torah, which concludes that you bring a karban ola v'yored, the sliding scale type of karban. What offense are we referring to? Let's reveal the mystery. There's something regarding tumah called v'ne'elam. A person who was tamei, was ritually impure, came in contact, let's say, with a dead body, and then he went and either ate kodshim or went into the Beis HaMikdash. In this case, a karban ola v'yored would be brought on this offense. Now, the presentation in the psukim is v'ne'elam imenu, that he forgot the tumah that's going to be a problem over here. And that colors the entire approach to this mitzvah as the Rambam presents it in Shigagos, Perek Yir Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shinu Yesh B'Shigigas Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav Masha'en Kim B'Sha'or Krisus. There's a unique aspect to this mistaken tumah violation as opposed to all other similar violations. Shekola krisos, because other violations, as long as the person made a mistake and then found out his mistake, that it was a sin, so even though he didn't originally know anything that it is a violation, he still Chayiv Chatos, he has to bring an atonement. I don't care if he knew the information and forgot it or not. Ava b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, in the case of mikdash v'kadoshav, you only bring the karban ola v'yored if he had a yediyah that he knew about it from before, and then he found out once again, but in between, it was forgotten to him. But we do require that he originally knew. And the discussion in our Gemara, taking a step back, is to figure out what is it that he knew before the violation occurred. So to foreshadow here, one possibility is that he literally knew all the information and forgot it. And that's what's v'ne'elam. That was what was hidden from him. He knows, of course, the halachas of tumah and the halachas of the mikdash and kadosh of the holy things. And he knew that it's forbidden for him in his tamei status, which he knows about, to go into the mikdash, which he knows about, and everything is clear to him. But v'ne'elam, but he forgot something. He forgot that he's Tamei. He forgot that this thing is Kodesh. He forgot that the border of Kodesh is at this point. There's something he forgot and therefore was in violation. And that's the case where this carbon would be brought. But it has to be that there was a knowledge from before, v'ne'alam, and it was hidden from him. That's one approach. There is another approach that it could be he never knew that he was Tamei. All we need is that in this case, uniquely, he knows that there's a law of Tumah, as opposed to, I imagine, in other cases, perhaps, it does not require that he knows about the mitzvah in order to, after his misdeed, to have to bring an atonement. So let's take a look at the Gemara. It's about a quarter of the way down. Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe. And Rebbe uses the words v'ne'elam, it's hidden from him, mechlal sheyoda. Apparently he knew about this being a problem, just that it was hidden from him. He has now forgotten about it, and that's how it happened. Dropping down three lines at the two dots, Amar Mar, the master said, v'ne'elam, it was hidden, mechlal shayoda. Apparently he knew about it, and that's what's unique here. It has to be known to him before the forgetfulness. My mashma, how does v'ne'elam come to mean that he once knew? Amar Rava, Rava said, midiloksiv hi aluma mimenu, since it does not say it is hidden, which would mean I don't know about previous information, but it's currently hidden. As opposed to that, it says, v'ne'elam, it was hidden. There was an act of hiddenness that happened to him, meaning he knew it at one point. Amale Abaye, Abaye objected. That word, v'ne'elam, that you're understanding to mean it became hidden, meaning it was once known to you, Elamiyata, if you understand the word that way, Gabesoto Dechsiv, by the woman who's suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, it says, V'ne'elame ene isha. It became hidden, according to your translation, from her husband. Mechlal dehava yoda meyikara. Does that mean that he once knew and then he forgot that she did things that require further attention, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, having her drink from the waters of Sota? You mean he knew that information and then forgot it? If he forgot it, the water wouldn't work. We learned, the man shall be free of sin, and the woman will bear her sin. Bizman shall ish menuka me avon. When the man is clean of sin, amayim bot kimesishto, then the water works. Ena ish menuka me'avon. If the man is not clean of sin, ena amayim bot kimesishto, the water does not check the woman as the waters of Sota miraculously do. So if we have a case where he once knew and then he forgot, so during the time that he forgot, he was living with her as husband and wife, because he forgot, presumably he was with her, in which case he's no longer free of sin. As Rashi says, Shabbat leho achashanistira, he was with her after she was secluded. So the word v'ne'elam, if we understand it to be a universal translation, in the case of Sota, that really can't be the translation, v'ne'elam, that he once knew and then it became hidden. And therefore Abaya objects to Rava understanding the word v'ne'elam so simply that it was known and then it got hidden, and that's how we know this halacha by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, when a person was Tamei and went into the Beis HaMikdash. Mistakenly, v'ne'elam, it's so easy to understand the parameters that he once knew and then he forgot. V'ne'elam to mean once knew and then forgot is not something that's going to work when the word shows up in the Parsha of Sota, and therefore Abaya objects to that simple presentation of how we know this halacha that he had to once know and then forget. Dropping down in the Gemara until the last three of the smaller lines, at the end of the line, Ella Amar Abaye, instead, Abaye explained, Kosova Rebbe, the explanation over here is, Yediya space rabo shema yediya, that the only type of awareness that we need is that he was taught this halacha by his Rebbe in yeshiva. In other words, Abaya learns that the yediya that we're talking about is a very different yediya than what Rava was talking about and what we discuss further in halacha. Abaya says, and we're just understanding the Gemara right now, Abaya says that the yediyah is not that he personally is Tamei. Because if so, then we would have to understand v'ne'elam, that the man knows about his wife, that she did something compromising. That's not what v'ne'elam means. That's not what they're forgetting. What they're forgetting is simply the original halacha, that this is a law in the Torah. And knowledge over here is not that he personally is Tamei, but rather that Tumah is a mitzvah in the Torah, and that's what he forgot. Amale Rapapa la Abaya, Rapapa said to Abaya, Ela diktani, we learned, Ein ba yediyah betchila, v'yesh ba yediyah besof, that there's a case where there's not the knowledge initially. There's no knowledge before the event. Ask Rav Papa, Mi'ika de lespa yediyah space rabo. Could it be that there's a person who doesn't know the basic laws of Tumah? In other words, if you understand that the original knowledge is about him personally being Tamei, so that could be, doesn't happen. And therefore, there's a case where this knowledge is not available, and there's special atonement on Yom Kippur for such a violation because he didn't know beforehand. But the regular case is that he knows he violated during his forgetfulness, and now he knows again, and he wants atonement. But if you're going to tell me that the only foreknowledge that's required over here is about the mitzvah, then this other case that's discussed, that Yom Kippur has to be atoning for, that he didn't even know that it's a mitzvah. How could that be? And therefore, Abaya's entire suggestion is called into question. If the foreknowledge is knowledge that it is a mitzvah, and we can't figure out a case where there isn't that foreknowledge to explain the atonement of Yom Kippur for this unique case where you can't do the regular karban, so then the entire explanation is called into question. I guess that's not the foreknowledge that we were talking about. Amalei Abaya answers in, yes, there could be a case where one doesn't even know that it is a mitzvah. Mishkachas lo, it's possible, betinik shenishba levein hanochrim, by a child, a Jewish child, that was captured to among the non-Jews. In other words, he was brought up without a Jewish education. And in such a case, indeed, it's possible that there is no foreknowledge, even of it being a mitzvah. And therefore, Abaya says, I understand, according to Rebbe, that the foreknowledge is the knowledge from his Rebbe. And that's what it means, v'ne'elam, that was forgotten, but not that he knew about what happened and forgot about that, because that would not match the way it's used in the case of Sota. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.